Hello and welcome. I'm Mashur Anam. Welcome to Generational Healing for Spirituality Program, Part 3. This three-part series helps you to dissolve fear-based divine connection so that you can allow a love and heart-based connection to form or strengthen your connection that you may already have. I'm glad that you are a part of this journey. And as you allow a deeper inner shift for yourself, you also create a ripple effect and initiate a global shift in consciousness and spirituality. As I have mentioned in the previous parts, this entire series is primarily an experiential journey for you, where I will initiate processes to isolate codes and information from your field, your spine, your organs, and your system that are keeping you limited, and you will go through a process of transformation and reprogramming them. Even after you complete the series, make sure you go through it multiple times throughout the year to go deeper and strengthen your cosmic alignment. Also, share the program with others. Let them know how they can sign up for it. When we have a lot more participants creating an inner shift around consciousness and spirituality, we can attract global collaboration faster. When we experience disharmony outside of us, understand that there is a vibrational alignment deep inside us that is allowing some of those disharmony that's showing up. And especially if you're connected to any kind of movie industries, or if you know what type of movies are coming out, notice that a lot of them have to do with some kind of doomsday, a lot of violence. And that is simply not beneficial for the collective consciousness. So let's continue to dissolve all the anger, judgment, shame, guilt, betrayal, abuse, violence, and other energies that are deep inside us. And a lot of those come from fear-based teachings. Some of them are from religious teachings. Some of them are from spiritual teachings. They have nothing to do with the purity around divine connection or love. They are about control and fear. So let's dissolve them, let's dismantle them, let's transform them, and let's focus on what we would rather experience. Let's focus on love, let's focus on healing, and let's focus on inner and global harmony. Now, I want to remind you about the memory access technique. When I ask you questions, you can just simply do it automatically, or if I ask you to access memory, your old memories, or use the memory access technique, simply keep your head straight, then roll your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling, you know, while you have your eyes closed, because as you go through the journey, you'll have your eyes closed. And as you have your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling, you will notice most likely rapid eye movements of your eyelids and eyes. This technique helps you to connect to the REM sleep state and certain parts of your brain to access information. Make sure that you do not strain your eyes and be gentle on your eyes. When you speak with people, sometimes you will notice that in order for them to remember something or when they think about the future, people move their eyes around and some people will look up and to the right, or some people will look at the top left corner, some people will look at other parts, you know, in other directions. So they are all about accessing different parts of the brain, connecting with different information. So it's a technique that is known. It's not brand new. It is a known technique that many therapists use. And people who do a lot of neuro research, they all know about this. So you can learn more about the technique if you'd like, but simply practice. And as you practice, you can go deeper. You can even find out or access a lot of memories from the womb or even before you were born, because your parents, your grandparents, they all pass down all types of information to you, not just, you know, your color and shape and size, but everything, information about their success, failure. Think about them as computers, and you basically got all the data transferred to you, the brand new body and your consciousness, to that particular operating system when you were born. Okay. After you notice with the memory access technique, you can simply bring your eyes back down to your normal state and keep your eyes closed and simply go back to focusing on your heart. So as you practice the process, it will get much easier for you and you'll be able to access a lot more information. Let us begin our part three, journey, processing, and enhancements. Gently close your eyes and begin to breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let's bring up spiraling earth energy from the center of earth and allow the energy to come up through your lower chakras and your feet. And let's bring down the rays of the sun through your higher chakras and your crown. Let us also activate or refresh your harmonic shield so you create a power vortex for you. You are inside a vortex between the earth and the sun, and allow the energies to flow through you up and down. I will now run a deep cleansing of your 12 major chakras, These are the energy centers for your body and your field. Allow all non-beneficial or harmful connections and energies to simply leave you. I will also run the rings of harmony for you and for all connections to people, places, timelines, events, and morphic fields or group consciousness that are simply not beneficial for you, or connections that keep you limited or create fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, betrayal, doubt, worry, and other kinds of non-beneficial energies. You can imagine or visualize all these non-beneficial connections and energies are coming out of you in the form of dirty water. And gradually, your field is getting clean. And gradually, the water is getting clearer. This process sends an indication to your brain that you're letting go of non-beneficial information in the form of dirty water. Your brain knows that you want clean water. You don't want dirty water. Simply notice your sensations as the rings run and transform energy for you. When you flush out dirty water in the system, it automatically goes into a universal recycle bin where it gets transformed. It does not go into the earth. I will also run the holographic programs, release shame, guilt, and betrayal, and release blocked patterns in love for you. Allow those energies to be transformed and receive love and healing energies. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Allow the rings of harmony and the programs to run in the background. Breathe in and out deeply and gently. I will now open up your environmental and personal religious and spiritual belief imprints to isolate events, memories, judgments, beliefs, and experiences around any kind of faith that are no longer beneficial for you and do not support your path and your heart-based divine connection. We will now begin to run processes and algorithms to dismantle and dissolve the limiting beliefs and old doctrines. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently as those old blueprints and imprints get transformed and enhanced. Focus on your heart and focus on inner harmony, love, joy, and collaboration. Breathe in and out deeply and gently. Begin to use the memory access technique for questions. Do you have conscious or subconscious memories of shame and guilt? Simply notice your response. Let us begin to transform and dissolve them into pure love, joy, healing, abundance, and collaboration energies. Decide to accept your past and let these old energies go completely. Keep breathing in and out deeply and gently as the process continues. Let's breathe in and out. Access your subconscious memories. Do you have conscious or subconscious memories of anger, hatred, and betrayal? Notice what comes up as you use the memory access technique. Even if you do not notice them consciously, all those connections are getting isolated. Decide to let those go and heal them. Let us begin to transform and dissolve them into pure love, joy, healing, abundance, and collaboration energies. Breathe in and out deeply and gently. And use the memory access technique again. Do you have conscious or unconscious memories of abuse, oppression, and violence? Notice what pops up. Decide to let them go and heal them. Let us begin to transform and dissolve them into love, joy, healing, abundance, and collaboration energies. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. Use the memory access technique. Do you have any conscious or unconscious memories of punishments and sufferings? Notice what pops up. Decide to let them go and heal them. Let us begin to transform and dissolve them into pure love, joy, healing, abundance, and collaboration energies. Continue to focus on your heart. And keep breathing in and out deeply and gently as the process continues. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. Access your memories. As you use the memory access technique, you can access information that is either your or sometimes that got passed down from your previous generations. Do you have conscious or unconscious memories or connections around sins and evil? Decide to let them go. Learn your lessons and allow divine energy to heal them. Divine connection is always about pure love and healing. Let us begin to transform and dissolve the non-beneficial energies and fear-based connections into pure love, healing, joy, abundance, and collaboration energies. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let us harmonize all the processes that you have gone through. Begin to integrate a stronger vibration of love, joy, healing, abundance, and collaboration. Allow divine love and healing energy and healing and love energies from the roses to flow through you. Allow these healing and loving energies to create a spiraling vortex your reality, your life, and your universe is inside that healing and loving vortex. And let us allow this vortex to get stronger and let it expand. Let it go through all faiths, religions, beliefs, spiritual connections, all organizations, all countries, all governments, all people, and all life on Earth, including Earth. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently a few more times. Come back to your present moment. Rub your hands together and gently open your eyes. Welcome back. As you go through life, continue to focus on what you desire. Focus on inner and global unity and harmony, collaboration, healing, love, joy, and abundance, and vibrant health. Do not focus on things that you do not like, because if you put your attention and energy towards something, you activate those vibrational options and resonance and on those frequencies, and you create an alignment with all those possibilities. When you notice something that you do not like, immediately ask yourself, what would I rather attract, or what would I rather create, or what would I rather manifest? Ask that question, and that helps your brain to think about possibilities and creation energies and things that are beneficial for you. So remember that and really begin to focus on your desires. If you haven't solidified your vision for your year or your life, you know, you don't have to know the details, but think about, what are some of the things that you are looking for? What are some of the qualities that you're looking for? Now, are you looking for more love, joy, healing, harmony, abundance, collaboration, great friends, great relationships? You know, what are they? Think about them, write them down. These are your priorities. And each day, spend 10 minutes at least focusing on your vision. When I say focus, I mean focus with all of your senses, your thoughts, your feelings, everything. Your thoughts are etheric. When you feel them, then you bring down those etheric thoughts into your physical reality, into your physical form, a physical vibration. And that helps you to embody the energy and possibility and allow those creations or transformations to take place in your reality, in your universe. So really begin to do that. Now, if you do not have 10 minutes a day, make 10 minutes a day. Now, when that solves your issues and challenges, why would you not do that? So begin to spend those 10 minutes. You can do more, as much as you want, but at least spend 10 minutes a day. Schedule your success time. And during those 10 minutes, you can simply run some of the holographic tools like the Rings of Harmony, which is a part of the Holographic Transformation Foundation package. You can run Restore Inner Abundance. You can run, based on now, what you are looking for, run any of the tools. And as you are running them in the background, just think about what you desire. Focus on your ideal life vision. Feel that life. Imagine living that life. Generate the thoughts and feelings in every cell of your body and allow your physical reality to change. And then you can manifest the new reality more easily. So we have gone through a number of processes around generational healing. We started with Generational Healing Foundation, which is Achieve Your Potential. Then we have done Generational Healing for money, abundance, and financial success. Then we have done generational healing for 11 relationships. This is the fourth one. So notice how they are changing your life. Notice what's shifting around you. All of these are very deep core level, code level changes. So I've heard from so many people that major shifts are happening in their life. And you may experience some temporary disharmony. These are disharmony about suppressed information, thoughts, feelings, emotions, judgment, anger, other things that are stored way deep inside you. These are getting dissolved and transformed and flushed out of your system. As they get shifted, your body, depending on how sensitive you are, you may notice them, but you're noticing them because they're inside you. You don't want to keep them trapped. So go through these programs and these series, often. Do one every month. You can do more, but do one, because these are really powerful code-level changes. They're rewriting your operating system and your software. So as you continue to transform them and go deeper, you'll notice that over a period of, let's say, in the next 3 to 6 months or a year, everything shifts. The only thing that you have, the only major task that you have, is anytime disharmony pops up in your life, or you have thoughts or feelings about what didn't happen, what used to happen, old memories, non-beneficial connections, remember to ask yourself, what would I rather experience or attract or manifest? Take all those connections, thoughts, feelings, arguments, mental pictures, mental images, mental arguments, take all of them and throw them in the universal recycle bin. You don't need to win a mental argument that's, that you're fighting inside your head. Nobody else is seeing that. But as you are fighting, you're going deeper into those energies. That's why majority of the people keep going round and round in a loop where transformation does not happen, even though they go through a lot of programs and processes and shifts. Your mindset needs to change. You do not want to allow old connections anymore. So simply do not play those old movies. You don't need to win those imaginary arguments or imaginary scenarios. You want to focus on what you would like to attract. As you begin this change, over a period of time, you will notice that your brain does not go back immediately and connect with all those non-beneficial thoughts, feelings, emotions, and events from the past. Instead, it focuses more on possibilities. Whether it takes you a few weeks or a few months, it doesn't matter, but that is something that's going to create a major impact on your life. So let's really focus on that, and let's begin to create the life that you desire. The last one of the generational healing series, the last one for now, which is generational healing for health and wellness, that's going to be a new program. It's going to be launched in about a couple of weeks, so you will receive some information about it, notice it, and if that resonates with you, see how you can become a part of that program. It is actually on the membership page for spirituality. So there is a special call that I'm doing for that program. You can opt in. That's on the 29th. And, invite other people to that call. Everybody can join and then simply look at the healing process. As you have done a lot of deep core transformation of your fear, judgment, and old doctrines, the healing process will help you to move forward tremendously. So let's create the life that we all desire. Let's focus on global harmony and collaboration, And, you know, the Generational Healing for Spirituality is a program that's offered to you as a special gift. So invite as many people as you can. You know, imagine how much shift and inner transformation you are going through. And this process will continue for some time. Imagine now 10,000 other people going through the process. You know, how much shift can happen globally, instantly, you know, within a matter of months. So think about that, and let's focus on inviting a lot more people so that they can transform their inner issues, and we can all focus more on global harmony, collaboration, love, joy, healing, abundance, and heart-based divine connection. So take care and have an absolute magical rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of your month, and rest of your life. If you want to share your experience, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. I will also look at the webcast. So let's take a look at the webcast first. From Annalie, Germany, you mentioned wonderful to also feel myself embraced by universal love, that my inner child was seen by God. It is hard. Its heart and its good intentions were always seen, and at the same time, healing old patterns from myself and my parents, and a lot of peace. Do you need to find out specifics about what belonged to you, what belongs to parents and other generations? No, just simply transform them, flush them out of your system. You don't need to investigate those, because if you begin to investigate those, then you dive deeper into those energies. So instead, focus on what you desire. Miraba asks, what is the relationship between physical illness and traumatic spiritual experiences? You know, from a lot of the ancient healings and teachings, we know that information shows up in your field first, in the energy field, and gradually it manifests into some kind of physical disharmony. So when you heal the energy field, according to all those ancient spiritual and mind-body teachings, you know, Qigong, yoga, and there are all different types of practices, when you heal your field, you heal the flow of energy. It's in harmony. And then it do not have physical disharmony. Those, if there is no disharmony to manifest into physicality, then your physical body is healthy. Vico asks, would that affect our religious beliefs? I guess you're talking about that program. So, it's not about religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. It's about fear-based teachings. When you have divine connection, you know, seen as pure love, pure healing, how do we associate all kinds of judgment and, you know, violence and abuse and other things with that same energy and same consciousness? So, you know, they are in opposite spectrum of energies. So those are our creation. Those are creations by groups and people, and a lot of those were created for power, sometimes for control. Let's dissolve them so that whatever connection that you have, whatever spiritual connection that you have, religion is simply a way to connect with divine. It is one of the processes, and there are many ways to connect. So when we dissolve those fear-based connections, we can allow love and healing and heart-based connections to get stronger. Let's take a look at other questions. Nancy, thank you for the most beautiful and generous gift. I feel wonderful in this moment and very grateful. Blessings and love. Thank you. Hayati says, I've been having back pain since I listened to the first audio. Is it related to the current generational healing? I don't know. It can be, unless you have other things going on. Sometimes, as I was mentioning, as you release a lot of old suppressed memories, and as they come up to the surface to get flushed out of your system, you know, sometimes based on how you notice energy, sometimes information can show up as some kind of disharmony, you know, physical, emotional, mental. Just simply notice it, flush it out of your system, use the tools, and notice, you know, focus on healing, focus on what you would rather experience. So don't fight, simply allow those information to get flushed out of your system and focus on perfect health. Sharon says, I'm having difficulty staying on for an hour meditation. Where can I access the replays? The replays are on your membership page. But the reason I go through the process and go through a longer process, because then you begin to, or your conscious mind begins to let go of a lot of judgment, let go, you stop a lot of mind chatter. Sometimes you fall asleep, you think you're falling asleep, but your conscious mind is getting out of the way. And silence is very powerful for divine connection, for inner connection, for allowing transformation. Silence is a lack of a lot of interference. You know, great music also adds a lot of sacred geometry. So, for some of those reasons, sometimes when I create tracks, I add certain music that I program, or when you attend live classes, there's a lot of silence, because then you can get used to that silence. In today's world, we are detached from silence. It is a very powerful part of our life. Now, think about sleeping. You spend that time in silence, and it is a time for deep healing and meditation. So as you do this consciously, you also expedite the process. Margaret asking about tips around chakras, clearing and balancing chakras. There is a 12 chakra program. You can take a look at that. Let's see, JD, so powerful. At one point, my solar plexus chakra starting physically striking. This went on for quite a while, and it's still happening. Feels like an opening, unblocking. I had a vision. I was in the sweat lodge. I could actually smell the sacred herbs. An old shaman woman was beside me, brushing me with branches of herbs and cleaning. All right, great. So you had some visions. Your brain can interpret information in many different ways. So simply notice, you've gone through, as I was mentioning, a lot of really deep core reprogramming and healing process. So allow your body to heal, eat healthy, drink healthy, and especially for the next couple of weeks, really take care of yourself and begin to tune into your body and what the body needs. Let's see if there are any other questions. Sandy says she took a generational healing and then later some unpleasant memories that you buried for over 20 years started to pop up, flushing them out of your system. If you are holding on to a lot of those old information, you know, they are going to create disharmony at some point, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And then they show up in bigger ways. So instead, let's shift those energies so
so you can focus more on designing the type of life that you're looking for. All right, let's take a look at the callers. First caller, last four digits are 0169.
Yeah, Mishur, hi. This is Rolanda. I talked to you last time. The more I seem to try to focus on the dream, it's like all the dirty water keeps coming up. Do you have any hints on how to do that?
They're coming up because more needs to be flushed out. You know, you're creating a connection to your brain that all old energies and information and memories that are not beneficial, connections or timeline, everything is coming out in the form of dirty water. It's getting flushed out of your system. And as you transform them, gradually the water gets clearer. So notice now that gradually the water is getting clearer instead of maybe very dirty. It may be a little bit of gray now. Then gradually it gets clearer. So begin to notice that. So that's sending an indication to your brain that as you transform them, it gets clearer, and at some point only light comes out of you. So simply flush them out at full force, all those energies and memories and connections, and allow everything to become pure light.
It doesn't feel like they're getting cleaner now. It just feels more dirty water right now, you know, gunk.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about decades of stuff, so and especially when it comes to generational stuff, you know, first decide that you don't need to you're only allowing your information. You know, sometimes people think about flushing out all of their previous generations and their stuff through them. You know, don't do that. Just simply notice your field, your information. And sometimes, you know, it will take some time, especially initially when you do them. So you don't have to keep watching it. Just keep it running in the background at full force and timestamp notice. And notice after a couple more days and think about it's getting clearer. And in a week, you're going to see only light coming out of you.
And even if old, you know, patterns of not getting heard or having to fight to get heard or, you know, in so many different situations keep coming up, just keep going through it.
Well, use the rings to transform them. You know, anytime you experience any disharmony or you want to harmonize something, just simply use the rings and transform those energies.
Okay. It seems really challenging at the moment.
Yeah. Well, if you're focusing on challenging, then it's going to be challenging more. Instead, focus on you're almost done, and in the next 24 hours, all those old programmings, old patterns are going to get flushed out of you.
Okay.
So look at that and then notice that everything is clear.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Our next caller, last four digits are 8783.
Hi, Mishur. This is Dolores. I really enjoyed the program. I have some questions. When we have accessed information, are we, and then we're clearing it and transforming it, are we still supposed to continue to look as up towards the, you know, the forehead, or are we just supposed to switch down to the heart as we cleanse and clear?
No, as I was saying, simply access the memories, you know, hold that state for maybe, 15, 20, 30 seconds. Allow the information to come up, and then, you know, bring your eyes back to your current moment, because it's quite difficult to hold that position for an hour or so. Just, you know, do it for, you know, 15, 20, or 30 seconds, notice the responses, and then begin the transformation process.
Okay. And then we're supposed to continue to, we're always supposed to be doing the breathing, or are we supposed to just, when you say to breathe again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about breathing in deeply. So a lot of times,
right,
you know, we don't remember. We take shallow breaths. So as you begin to breathe in and out deeply, you allow more energy to flow through you.
Okay. Because I've been kind of continuing that through the whole process, if I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't really stop breathing. So even if I'm
right.
not saying you're going to be breathing anyway.
Right, right. I was trying to do it the more deeply and like you were saying. So I just wanted to get clarity on that. And I don't remember which one it was. I started sneezing, and I thought that probably was a release. I was letting something go, and then I had a big jerk on my right leg. So I don't remember which process it was, but I felt that was a cleansing and purging. Do you feel that?
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and how do I've access your Life Harmonized, but I haven't found the membership page. How do I find the membership page?
You have received an email about it. You know, the page that you access to get the number and information for today's call, where the replay is located, that's the membership page. So you get a password.
Page.
Yeah. You access these pages with the password. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't kept all the passwords, but I have the one for today. So that's how I get to it. Okay. Because I've looked for it in the past, and I haven't been able to get to it.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's always an autoresponder that goes out with all the details. So you can have a folder. Anyway, it's for all of you. Until we move to a new system where it, you know, we are looking at how to make things a lot easier for you so you can find things more easily. That's coming up soon. But until then, just keep a folder where you put all of your autoresponders and simply look up. And before the call, we also send it out so it's easier for you to find.
Okay. So I just click on that link. You're saying click on that link that's in the email?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I just need some clarity. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed today. I enjoy all your processes. I love it all. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so blessed. Thank you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining. Next caller, last one is 8387.
Hello, Michelle. This is Daphne.
Hey, Daphne.
I had one thing that I found for myself, because I really experienced the clearing physically in my body. And so one of the things that I found that helps me is that when I go and exercise at the gym, it helps to clear out some of that stuff. Today I noticed that when we talked about the sin thing, it was like my whole head felt like it was going to collapse inside my body. It was like, whoa. So with that, and so that clearing, so I'm very grateful for that clearing. And also what I noticed from doing the programs this week, I had something that I was dealing with my family, and I noticed that it started getting bogged down, but it was like it was like an old family pattern of interaction. And then I just woke up yesterday and I said, I'm through with this. This is done. I'm not going to do this anymore. But it was just like, it just like popped, you know. It was like this realization or this snap, whatever. But I just said, I'm finished with this. I'm done with it. And then it just lifted. So that was pretty cool. And I liked the email that you sent out with I don't know the name of it, but it has like the letters and numbers together, the dream sequence numbers. So I've been using that too, and I feel that really, really helps. I kind of skipped days because it was kind of really intense in my dreams, but I feel that really helps a lot. So I'm super grateful for this program and the blessings of receiving it, because it's really, I really feel it. It's really, really helping. And I also feel like, because I think I've done about three of the generations, this is the third generational healing, I feel that as I'm doing it, it's like developing a momentum, and it's going deeper and deeper and deeper. So I'm so grateful, and thank you so much. And as the other caller said, I would say have a super blessed year. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thanks for joining. And Yes, as we go deeper, because I've been getting a lot of guidance to do these generational healing, you know, it's not simply, you know, focusing on forgiveness and a few other things that oftentimes people are used to, but it's actually rewriting the codes, rewriting and upgrading the software of your field. So that's why it's more important, because these are all data updates, you know, in using computer terms. So as you go through a lot of these major upgrades, it gets easier for you to attract what you desire. So we have a few more callers. Last four digits are 9169.
Hi, Monsieur.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate this gift you have given us. And I find it sometimes overwhelming because there are so many processes. But I think I'll do this one for some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go through it, experience them. And, you know, these generational healing programs, except for the foundational one, all the other ones are a three-part process. So, you know, these are all very deep programs, and they build, you know, one builds on top of the other one. So the series is a really, really powerful. So go through them and, you know, go through them, you know, once a month. Use different ones at different months and simply notice how much shifts for you over a period of time.
What I found was there was a little bit of resistance because it's like I was late this morning. Every time I try to listen to the replay, it's like an interruption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens subconsciously when we resist because, you know, generally people grow up hearing they are bad, they are going to be punished, and they are, you know, sinners and everything. The thing is, when we are divine creation and when we are born, when we were little, you know, how do we become bad? Because then we are saying divine creation is bad. Divine creation is not bad. These are extreme judgments. So we need to rise above these because the new earth vibration simply does not support these fear-based teachings. So they all need to be dissolved. They all need to be flushed out of our system. And for that reason, there's a lot of resistance that come up around, especially around this particular class, because you know you're changing a lot of foundational beliefs that are and programming that are simply not beneficial anymore.
Well, culturally, many of us from where I originated from, we're often here, even if we don't believe it, you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm. It's everything, you know, it's same for all kinds of fear-based teaching, the majority of religious teaching. See, the, you know, religions are not about good or bad. They're simply about divine connection. And divine connection is about purity. You know, all religions bring in different aspects about how to create purity, how to create more love, how to create, you know, how to help others, how to create a global connection, how to, you know, help people feed if you see them hungry. They're all great teachings. At some point, you know, they get convoluted and they get twisted and people misinterpret them, abuse them, and they become fear-based. They're not fear-based. They're simply teachings and guidance for our divine connection. So great. Thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great day. You'll be blessed.
Thanks, you too. The next caller, Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Monsieur.
How are you?
You're not great. I'm a bit like both those ladies, the one with where the dirty water wasn't getting any cleaner and the one who felt overwhelmed. And mm-hmm. I've been pulling myself out and saying, what do I want to feel? What would I rather feel? And it works for 5 minutes, and it just got really bad with this this last week. It's like everything just collapsed.
And I've been feeling notice what's coming up, and because these are a very deep processes. So as you transform the energy, you don't have to keep staring at it, but as you transform these energies and as you flush them out, you know, they can continue for a little while. You know, think about a bottle with a lot of dirt in it, and as you pour water into the bottle, it may take a little time for all the dirt to come out. Once it's out, then it's 100% clean. So think about our body, our systems, our cells, with a lot of those energies and information that are trapped. Many got passed down from generations. And, you know, we're looking at also information that came passed down from 3 to 5 generations before us. So there's a lot of stuff that we are transforming at a very deep level. So that's why, you know, for majority who are sensitive to energy, a lot of things and things are coming up, but they're simply coming up as they're getting flushed out of your system.
Yeah, also physically, I've just been, every now and again, I've just suddenly felt totally exhausted, just in the middle of, you know, walking home or doing something. I've just felt totally overwhelmed with exhaustion. And it's I don't know where it's come from or, you know, how to stop it keeping happening.
Yeah, so, you know, flush out everything, you know, and notice how things shift in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 days. Create a law for yourself or tell yourself when you go to bed at night, you flush things out, preserving your highest harmony. And then you can also do a lot of the release process when you're sleeping. But as these energies pass, then you no longer hold them deep inside you. So simply allow them to pass. And, you know, when you sleep, allow them to get flushed out of you at full force, you know, while you sleep. You don't have to wake up. So this way things can happen in the background and things are easier.
Great. Yeah, because I've been doing this sort of space clearing using the Rings of Harmony, you know, to the raise my vibrations to the highest level, preserving perfect harmony, but I wasn't thinking of using it for flushing things out. But yes, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
And thank
you. And the last caller, last 4 digits are 3104.
Hi, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the positive. I wanted to say that you know, you were talking about things coming up for us when you were doing these, and I had that happen last week, and I was wondering, is it possible for them to come from the outside, like resistance on the outside also, instead of just feeling that inside?
What do you mean outside?
Like, you know, maybe like some family members or, you know, people creating.
Oh, yeah, that can happen. Because, I mean, as, you know, as a lot of those connections are changing and things are shifting, people can interact a different way. And as things get transformed and old information gets flushed out of your system, you'll notice that a lot of the reactions change also. How you connect with others will get enhanced, how others connect with you will get enhanced, and people who don't resonate with you, you know, you may not see them that often. So as your vibration increases and as you let go of all those old information and focus on what you desire, then it's going to be much easier for you to attract the type of connections that you would like.
Okay, that's good to hear. So the last one that you're having, is it part of this whole series, the one that you're having on March 29th?
That's, you know, the next one is, you know, there are 5 of these, you know, 4 so far, and the next one is on health. So it's a different program, but it is around the around similar concept, but it's around health and wellness. So it's going to be generational healing for health and wellness. The more like a teaching preview and guidance call with some journeys in integration. That's going to be on the 29th. The actual program is in April.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. And, you know, thanks for going through that program, even though a lot of stuff may have come up for you, but they can only come up when you hold them deep inside you. As you transform those energies, you'll notice that over a period of time, major shifts happen. So your focus now really is to look at what you would love to attract. So make sure you spend at least 10 minutes a day focusing on your vision. If you do any meditation or other practices, simply add, you know, the focus around your ideal life vision, focus on global harmony and all the things that you're looking for. Focus on those with your thoughts and feelings, and use the tools to change your reality and reprogram your hologram so you can attract what you desire faster. Thanks again. Take care. And, you know, spread the word so other people can experience the program. And as we dissolve all these old programmings in larger groups, then we also help raise the vibration of the collective consciousness and the planet itself, so we can all attract more love, joy, harmony, abundance, and a stronger divine connection that is based on love, healing, and alignment. So take care and have a magical rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of your month, and rest of your life.